Thank you very much, Madam Chair. First, we would like to thank UNHCR for the presentation of the updated global appeal for 2017 and for the introductions today. We would also, as others, like to thank High Commissioner Grandi and UNHCR for their relentless efforts to provide protection and assistance to refugees and IDPs. We also pay tribute to UNHCR staff in the field who so often work in difficult circumstances. Norway is concerned by the budgetary constraints UNHCR is facing, reflecting the continued growth in needs that we have seen over the past years. We are pleased to announce that Norway will, subject to parliamentary approval in mid-December, contribute 350 million Norwegian kroner, approximately $41.5 million, to support UNHCR's core activities in 2017. As in previous years, this is non-earmarked support, which can be spent across all four pillars of UNHCR's budget. We believe that this will help ensure the necessary level of flexibility and predictability and help alleviate a difficult funding situation. In addition, Norway will continue to provide funding for specific refugee response plans, supplementary appeals, and other appeals throughout the year. Last year, Norway's funding for activities of this kind totaled approximately $96 million. Education in emergencies and protected crisis is a key priority for Norway. More than 8% of Norway's humanitarian budget is earmarked for education. We are pleased to continue to provide support for UNHCR and its partners in this field. I would like to take this opportunity to urge all partners to deliver on the pledges they gave at the Syria Donor Conference in London in February this year. The conference raised $12 billion, highlighted the urgent need to protect civilians inside Syria, and mobilized support for job creation and education opportunities for Syrian refugees in the region. Thank you.